Hey everybody, this is Bob, and I'm here with Dr. J, and we're talking about artificial intelligence, I suppose.
Is it?
Right, exactly. The funny thing is we already had a pre-discussion, so we may bring up a couple of things. I said it should be called automated plagiarism and be called AP.
I like that.
Yeah, and so, yeah, but we were talking about that in our experiences with AI. Mine have mostly been through image creation for the most part, and maybe a little bit of text creation over time here. How about you?
I've been playing with some of the image stuff, which is fun, but I can't say it's serious. And I've been playing with the text stuff. A lot of times I'll use it just if I want to find out some information and I don't want to read through a Wikipedia article. I go
there. So you are using it for automated plagiarism.
Yeah, sure.
You're just gathering information.
Personal plagiarism.
Oh, okay. So that's all right then, I suppose. Is there a thing called personal plagiarism? I think that we're that doesn't even exist.
No, I think we should coin that right now.
Oh, okay. PP. Yeah. All right. Personal plagiarism. But yeah, I think mostly I've been using it for images. So for show art, for my show, I've been doing it for several months now. And
I know.
What's that?
Embarrassed to say, but I used it for greeting cards for my family.
That's a great use. Dear, random.
No, the art. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think most people probably use it for artwork at this point, don't you think?
No, I think...
No?
No.
I mean regular people.
I don't know what a regular person is.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I don't know where to go from there. But I would say that's been my thought was that most people that I talk to say they use it for creating artwork because it's easy.
Very easy, too easy, but I don't know if people are willing to settle for what they get.
Yeah, well, to me, that's kind of the kitschy factor of it, is because right now you can always, most of the time you can tell if it's, you know, pedestrian AI created artwork. It has a look to it, has a weird look to it.
I think, though, that... In the future, there will be courses on how to use AI so it is less detectable.
And
so
I
think it's a skill that you learn. And I see that I've actually improved in my ability to use it as a tool by learning what quirks each of the platforms have and knowing how to craft a query that gets me closer to the results I want. So I think it using AI, there's some skill to it, actually.
Oh, you're probably right. I think that you are right with that because, yeah, definitely you have to put the right words in to get something out that you want. But the funny thing is, you know, way back whenever, you know, pre-Google, let's say, oh, people were going to learn how to make queries to do internet searches, and that went right out the window.
That's true.
No, yes. Do you know anyone who's ever taken any kind of, you know, course or class or even just something anywhere, read a booklet on how to do a good web search?
And that's a good point.
So you're going through time here. So when I was very young, and I'll tell you still – The most productive thing that I ever learned was typing. And they didn't call it keyboarding then because I'm old. But they call it typing. And I have used that every day since then. And then I would say nowadays, the most productive thing you could do is learn how to use a search engine, like efficiently. And I think that ties in to AI is learn how to make a query. And, you know, I mean... The folks listening to this probably understand what a query is, but if you put that out in the public, most people would be like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? What's a query?
True. true. Although I wonder if the arc that we're going in, it won't really even matter because it will be just so integrated into our everyday life that mm-hmm. it just, like, you know, you said you learned how to, you did the typing class. Now kids just learn just kind of by osmosis. They don't really have a typing class anymore. I don't think, do they do that?
Yeah, no. My kids both took keyboarding. They call it keyboarding, and they had to learn, and essentially it was typing, but it was typing geared towards utilizing software. So you had to also learn how to use the mouse and to find things and, you know, file, edit, so forth. So it was called keyboarding. I think most kids still do keyboarding, but you're right. One of my children took to it quickly, and they were doing everything on the computer, you know, at a very young age, like I think 2 or 3. And then the other one had no interest. And the funny thing is, my daughter, who's older, had no interest at all in the computer. And she is more what I would call an average citizen these days, because everything happens on the phone for the most part or a tablet. And she's totally into that world. And she does have a computer, but if she can do it on the phone or the tablet, that's what she does. And if you use a keyboard and so forth, then you're actually kind of outdated at this point. I mean, you have to use it for certain things, but I think the world is geared towards not. And so I think a lot of the AI stuff is really geared towards where most people aren't at. It would be easier if it was more of a voice query.
Well, we're coming to that. I mean, phones are getting smaller and more powerful, and you know, you're seeing the transition with the glasses, the lenses,
right,
and stuff. Eventually it's all going to be integrated into our bodies anyway. And you know, so Musk, they just had that guy playing chess through the Neuralink. Did you see that?
Right, okay, I saw the headline. Yeah,
and so that's where we're going. And so artificial intelligence and human intelligence, I think, are just going to be all just one mess in our head.
One mess in our head. So then will it be giving us commands? Everybody worries about AI taking over. I don't really think they realize how dumb it is. And it'll take you over if you are, you know, as dumb as it is, I suppose.
Well, I'd say generally the public is. So they'll be complacently glad to be fed whatever the system.
The consumer society.
Absolutely.
So AI for the consumer society is where you're at on this. Okay. Interesting.
I'm not too optimistic, actually.
I always like, you mentioned Elon Musk. I like the robots they've got now. I can't remember what they call them, but they look pretty good. But I don't think that they're going to be any great shakes for a while still. And I still don't think AI is going to take over anything, at least within the next 20 years.
Well, no, because they have to learn how to monetize it well.
The money.
Yeah.
That's why they coined this term.
How's that?
Artificial intelligence. Now you can stick it on a box. You know?
Make a little bit more money because your Furby has AI.
Right, yeah. Your Furby will actually talk to you. Oh, you look nice today. Instead of in gibberish, it'll just be, you know, placating you. That's what everybody wants, right?
See, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. Boy, that's a dismal future.
that's the trajectory I see.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, wait for AI. It'll feed you and wipe your butt and tell you you look nice. Till next time.